bottom line, in the case of Morgan, as well as the other three schools in the Commonwealth that I've moved to level five status, is that these are schools that were identified 3 years ago because of low academic achievement of students, low quality instructional program. And despite 3 years of substantial effort and support, these schools 3 years later are pretty much in the same position they were before. The vast majority of students are performing below grade level, not learning to read and write well, do math well, and we can't let that continue. I have a responsibility to make sure that we apply the tools that state statute provides, and that's what I'm doing with the designation of receivership for these schools.
So what's the next step in this process?
So this announcement triggers a planning process. I will convene a group of local stakeholders from Holyoke, from the Morgan School, including administrators, teachers, parents, and others, and ask for their input. I will develop a plan, a turnaround plan for the school. I will send that plan back to the stakeholders, give them a chance to comment on it, and at the same time, I'll be looking for a receiver, either an individual or an organization with a track record in turning around low-performing schools to actually implement the plan.
What happens to the existing staff, the teachers and the current administrators who are at that school?
Yeah, there's no preordained consequence at this point. State statute, the tools in state law include the ability to restaff the school, to ask to require existing staff to reapply. They include the ability to make changes and institute a quick process for establishing changes in the collective bargaining agreements if in fact the aspects of those agreements are an impediment to implementing the turnaround plan. So I will be doing due diligence in evaluating the program that exists at the school. My assumption is that there's components there that are strong. There are teachers there that are, of course, strong. And so my goal is to be smart about building on the pockets of strength that exist, but to transform the school.
Is it likely that the bulk of the changes that you'll be recommending will not occur until next September?
That's correct. I mean, the planning process, the development of the plan, the input that the community will provide to that will take several months, and it'll be a little while before we have a receiver identified and on board. So I expect that we'll start to implement some of the changes around the margins beginning the second half of the school year, but I expect that the full-fledged plan will be in operation beginning next fall.
Is this, leaving aside Lawrence, which I know is a separate situation, is this the first time that receivership has been recommended for schools in Massachusetts under the ed reform laws?
That is correct. This authority that I'm exercising today stems from the 2010 Achievement Gap Act, and this is the first time in the trajectory of that act that we would have the opportunity and the obligation to make decisions about the first batch of Level 4 schools that we identified 3 years ago. So this is the first time. One other thing to note, Paul, is Morgan School is one of 35 schools that we identified as underperforming 3 years ago, and the majority of those 35 schools are in a much better place as a result of the efforts that have been made in the last 3 years. The Morgan School is one of a small handful of those 35 where, to be quite frank, things don't look a lot stronger at all, if at all stronger, at this point, despite 3 years of effort, despite 3 years of turnaround. So we know it's possible to turn this school around. We've seen it happen in the majority of the other 35 schools, and so that's plain and simply, what I'm up to is how do we provide for the students at this school a much better opportunity than the one they're receiving right now. The impact on a young person's life of having 1 year of ineffective education is strong. The impact of having 2, 3, 4 years in a row of an ineffective education just accumulates and limits that young person's opportunities going forward. So we need to change this trajectory at the Morgan School.